Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at St. Arnold Brewing Company. Here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975 if you want to watch along. You might have seen me flip off the camera if you were just watching, and I'm sorry about that. We can't censor that on the video side of things, but Sean Mapes was calling me out for not being able to eat an entire sandwich in a commercial break. And Sean, it's my birthday. I'll eat how I want to. You would eat too if it happened to you, okay?
Yeah, it's just the Paul that I used to know could finish a sandwich in a...
I know. That's what that honestly, shout out to St. Arnold. That's how big the chicken sandwich is here. The chicken sandwich here is huge. So I'm wolfing one of those down. I got an Arcar IPA. Just took another swig of that. It is a beautiful day out here. Honestly, I can't think of a better place to celebrate my birthday. I'm not even kidding. I'm having a great time out here. Ask on Anything Friday is always my favorite show of the week. We get to goof off a little bit. And since it was a relatively slow day in Houston sports, both yesterday and thus far today, we get to goof off a little bit more. But I know some people want to know what's going on in the Masters. Right now, get this. Justin Rose still leading. He's done through two rounds. But we got a tie for second place. Bryson DeChambeau bogeyed. So he falls back to 6-under. Rory McIlroy is 6-under through 17. DeChambeau is 6-under through 16. Scottie Scheffler is 6-under through 6. So we'll see how he ends up. He has a chance to perhaps be in the lead by the end of the day. Justin Rose is 2 ahead. And Justin Rose had a huge day round 1. Today, DeChambeau and McIlroy have been crushing it. Corey Connors from Canada has also been doing very well. So there you go. You got a four-way tie in second place, and you got Justin Rose. But, I mean, that's a pretty good way to start it off, huh? I mean, golf without Tiger Woods, it's certainly different. But you got three of the biggest names in the sport who are at the very top. Scheffler, arguably the best golfer. Rory McIlroy, arguably the most well-known golfer. Now that Tiger Woods is kind of, you know, in the backseat, same thing with Phil Mickelson. And DeChambeau, who people like now again, is also doing well himself. So you want to weigh in on anything you can on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Jalen Petrie got a 3-year extension from the Houston Texans earlier today. This is a walking the fence kind of take, but like while I get why the Texans did it, they love to reward their guys, he said in quotation marks. I also don't know that they necessarily needed to do this. And there have been some of their guys that they have rewarded early that I don't think they necessarily needed to. I understand the idea. Hey, I mean, listen, at this point in free agency, it's not affecting who they could potentially sign. But, I mean, take a look at that money and take a look at some of the trades that they've made this offseason, you know, trading for... trading for, oh, damn. I keep forgetting that guy who's a guard on the guard from the Vikings that they traded for. They signed Laken Tomlinson, and they signed Cam Robinson.
Ingram.
Ed Ingram. Thank you, Sean. Ed Ingram they brought in, too. Like, Joe Tooney was acquired for a fourth-round pick. And I'd much rather be paying Joe Tooney, who's like a two-time All-Pro and like the Chiefs MVP. I'd much rather have traded that for him and have him for 1 year and let him walk than any of the guys that they brought into this point, especially from trading Laremy Tunsil, you know? So there you go. It's an Ask Alone Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston on Twitch at ESPN975. Sorry, I am filibustering to load up some questions right now. Eric the driver asks, ooh, a good question. Paul, both pilots are dead. The passengers are looking to you to land the plane. What are you going to do? I'm going to land the plane. Am I perhaps believing that my genetics would allow me to be a great pilot? Yes, but for those who don't know, my dad was a pilot growing up. My dad actually was at the Air Force Academy for a time. My dad is a good pilot. I feel like if my dad is a good pilot, I would be a good pilot too. Because I look exactly like my dad. But my dad is a charmer. My dad's a little more of a charmer. Love my dad. Old Gare Bear. But I think if my dad can land a plane, I feel like if somebody gave me instructions on how to land the plane, there would be a chance. Obviously, the actual physical landing part of it, for any pilots who are listening right now, you know how tough it is. Like, I'm not trying to downplay what you do. What I am saying is, considering how very small things get me worked up and make me angry or make me anxious, giant things that happen to me, I actually generally handle well. I wish that I could handle the little things. I can't. Like, I'm a psychopath with very small things. Like, earlier this week, trying to install a filter underneath my sink and accidentally tapping one of the hoses underneath the sink to the point where now it's leaking and I have to get a plumber to fix it next week. Because the leak is like, it's like a drip, 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 and I got a bucket underneath it, but it's annoying, you know? So it's one of those things where I got to bring somebody in, and I'm really mad about that. But I feel like if I was in that situation, I don't think I'd be the worst. I don't think I'd be the worst choice to bring up into the, get out of here, fly. I don't think I'd be the worst choice to put in the cockpit. Paul, you'd love to be in a cockpit. Whatever, man. Whatever. Damn it, Mofos points out, like yesterday, how you were upset with us. No, I was a little salty with you guys yesterday on the Twitch. Because you guys were mad at me for being mad at the Astros. I'm allowed to be mad at the Astros. I'm disappointed with the start, okay? The turbo bats better effing work. They better work. I want to see 15 runs tonight. 15. Yeah, I said it, 15. Oh, Bo, would you accept 10? No, 15. I want 15 runs. I want to see the most ridiculous day ever. The Angels blow. They effing blow. Ownership blows. Mike Trout, overrated. Don't have Shohei Ohtani anymore. Take a look at that team. Anthony Rendon hates baseball. That team sucks. How are they in second place right now? I don't know. But I want a 15-0 win tonight, okay? I don't think I'm asking for too much. I don't think I'm asking for too much for 15 runs. How are the Angels +9, by the way, in the run differential? What? Even the Rangers, who were in first place, were -8. What is going on? What is happening? Anyway, Paul Galancho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, and YouTube at ESPN Houston on Twitch at ESPN 97.5. Damn it, Mofos points out that's not an apology. I'm not apologizing. No, I'm not apologizing. On an Ask Along Anything Friday, someone asks, this is a good one, and I'm going to reveal my ulterior motives here, because it's sports-related. Paul, would you rather take a 3-iron to the shin or a prime Mike Tyson bare fist to the jaw? Okay, Mike Tyson might kill me. And being knocked out by Mike Tyson, I might have brain damage. I could be theoretically, R.I.P., Terry Schiavo the rest of my life. I could be a vegetable. I do not want that. I do not want to make my parents have to make the awkward decision of, like, well, do we, like, pull the plug? Like, he is very handsome, but, like, he's also VeggieTales right now. Do we want that? Mike Tyson, if he punches me in the face, like, I could die. Meanwhile, Rory hitting me with a 3-iron to the shin. First off, no one could ever talk trash about me getting, like, knocked out by Rory. He took a golf club to my shin. Second of all, I get to sue my least favorite person in golf for millions of dollars. Oh, I limp wherever I walk. Oh, the psychological pain. Oh, like, easy. Easy. Every single time. Like, Mike Tyson kills you. Rory to the shin, like, worst case scenario, I get a compound fracture or something like that, right? And maybe I'm never a flag football player again. I will take my millions of dollars. And that's what I would cite. I was like, Rory McIlroy prevented me from being an asset to the United States flag football team. That's what I do. Texter asks, okay, this one, This one feels like the person didn't do the math here. Okay. So I'm 36 years old. How many more years do you think I have left? I'm exactly at the halfway point. I'm just going to guess. Like 72. I'm in good health, but like who knows, you know? Like cancer runs my family. We'll see. But $50,000 a week for the rest of your life, or $500 million up front. So I'm going to do the math here. I don't think this texter did the math. So 52 weeks in a year, right? Times 50,000 times 36. We're talking like $93 million versus $500 million up front. Give me the $500 million up front. Like one is five times the amount. If I croak, I want to at least give something, you know, for the old godson of my niece, you know, and for the rest of my family. So, no, I'm thinking the $500 million up front. Would I be irresponsible with the $500 million up front? Yes, I would turn into Dan Bilzerian, 100%. I would live a soulless, find meaning in nothing life and would be trying to find the answers by hanging out with attractive women who only want to be with me for my money. And it wouldn't go so well. So note, if I ever do win the lottery, which apparently is rigged in Texas, though, like you can't even win it anyway. Found that out in the news this week. That sucked. All those times that I bought $2 Mega Millions of Powerball tickets when it's been $500 million or north, I guess it's just never going to happen. But there you go, guys. That's the answer to that question on an Ask Glenn Anything Friday. There's one question I'm not 100% sure I can answer. We're watching the Masters here at St. Arnold's in the Beer Garden. It's an Ask Glenn Anything Friday. It's my 36th birthday. Come out, hang out, have yourselves a time, everybody. Up next on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, what do you need to watch this weekend? We'll talk about it. Don't go anywhere. The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5. The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at St. Arnold Brewing Company. Here's Paul Gallant.
On an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Every single Friday at 2:15, and sorry, I haven't done the bells and whistles yet. I was going to do it last night, and then I was like, wait, no, it's my birthday eve. I'm going to go hang out. Where did I go? I did trivia at the Maple Leaf last night. Which, I haven't done trivia in a really long time, and I thought I was crushing it, and I still came in like ninth. I did have a partner. And she helped me out a little bit, however. There's nothing more humbling. And I'm sure some people cheated, but there's nothing more humbling than doing trivia and realizing, even though you think you're getting all the answers right, that everybody else is also getting all the answers right. And then, like, the music section happens, and you're musically challenged. No fun. So, what's going on this weekend in the world of sports? Let's start with that. The Astros are playing in a three-game series against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, of California, of the United States of America, of North America, formerly of Pangea, of planet Earth. And the next 3 days, here are the pitching matchups for your beloved Astros, who I hopefully will see them get things going with their turbo bats. Tonight, it's Ronel Blanco. Not a great start for him last night. Against Jack Kochanowicz. That's a fun last name. That game's 7:10 first pitch. Tomorrow, 6:10, Ryan Gusto, who's been pretty good in the bullpen, is going to get his first start of the year against Tyler Anderson. That happens because Spencer Arrighetti broke his thumb in batting practice in Seattle somehow. And then Sunday, 1 o'clock, all these games at Daikin Park before the Astros get back on the road. It's Kyle Hendricks against Hayden Wisniewski, who looked great in his start against the Mariners, and some think he was pulled too early. So that's your baseball side of things. Of course, you've got the Masters. We've been talking about the Masters all morning long. Right now, I don't think anything has changed. I still think it's a it's Bryson DeChambeau. He birdied on the 17th hole, so he is now in second place. Justin Rose, 8 under. He's done for the day through round two. Bryson DeChambeau in second place, 7 under through 17. Rory McIlroy is tied with the Canadian Chris Connors for third at 6 under. Rory is also through 17, so I guess he is in the same group as Bryson DeChambeau. Scottie Scheffler bogeyed. He's through 7. He's 5 under tied with noted American Matt McCarty, and also at 5 under tied with Irish hero Shane Lowry. So there you go. That's what's going on in the Masters. This is the best weekend of the year to watch golf. We've all agreed on that. It's a tradition unlike any other. It's great nap background music on the TV. Hope you guys enjoy that. As far as the Rockets are concerned, they do have 2 games this weekend, but I am very skeptical that we are going to see anything of consequence. They play the Lakers tonight, 9:30. It's an NBA TV and Space City Home Network game in L.A. It would be cool to see Reed Sheppard go off again. And then they wrap up the year on Sunday against the Denver Nuggets at Toyota Center with a 2:30 tip-off. They will play the 7 or the 8 seed in the Western Conference, because that is how the play-in tournament works. There is one game between the 7 seed and the 8 seed in the play-in tournament. As far as probabilities right now, the chances of the Rockets playing the Grizzlies or the Warriors is the highest probability chance. The Warriors have the highest chance at getting the 7 seed, 32%. The Nuggets' second highest chance of getting the 7 seed at 29%. So it seems like it's between the Warriors and Nuggets. They will likely play the Grizzlies, who have a 55% chance of being the 8 seed. So no Anthony Edwards, but you might be going up against a taking the playoffs more seriously Steph Curry and Draymond Green-led Warriors team. For what it's worth, the Rockets did hold Steph Curry to 3 points on Sunday, but I imagine that some of the bitching and moaning the Warriors did after that game about the foul discrepancy and about how physical Amen Thompson was with Steph Curry, I would imagine that this series will be a lot more difficult than that last game we saw between the Rockets and Warriors would indicate. What else is going on? What other things can you watch? I think this has a chance, this show has a chance to be the new Game of Thrones as far as sci-fi option on HBO/Max. The Last of Us Season 2 debuts Sunday. It's taken over in the White Lotus time slot on HBO. For those who don't know, The Last of Us is a semi-realistic zombie apocalypse show where a bunch of fungi that infects random humans becomes a blight upon the entirety of the world. So it's a fun post-apocalyptic world. It's got a bunch of Game of Thrones actors in it. The guy who plays Oberyn Martell, Pedro Pascal, he is the male lead. The female lead is a young lady, and I forget her name off the top of my head, but she plays in Game of Thrones. She plays Lyanna Mormont, who, if you don't remember, she was like the feisty, like 11-year-old who was giving everybody crap from Bear Island. So there you go, guys. There you go. As far as other things to watch, I don't think that there's any movies coming up this weekend. Movies opening this week. I mean, you can always hate watch Snow White. That's what I've always said. Oh, Warfare. Warfare's coming out tonight. For those who don't know, Warfare is an A24 movie, and it's supposedly the most realistic war movie that's ever been made. Set in, I believe, Iraq. So you can watch that. There's also the King of Kings movie, which is coming out. Yeah, definitely some options to get yourself ready for Easter around the corner if you are a Christian. And the like. What else do we got going on? I don't think there's a lot else going on. You know, other than those things, but that is your weekend homework.
That is your weekend homework. I don't think there's any stand-up acts coming to town this weekend that I'm at the very least aware of. Who do you have? You have Josh Johnson on Sunday at the Improv. Yeah, I'll be honest. Like, listen, a lot of stand-up comics out there. It was a stand-up comic once. But don't laugh, so I don't know if I'll ever do it again because the shame was crippling and debilitating. And especially after I opened myself up. Like, the entire premise of my act was like, everyone thinks I'm gay. Everyone thinks I'm gay. And then, and no one laughed. And I was like, but everyone does think I'm gay. These are funny. Why aren't you laughing? And then I realized, like, it's like, oh, maybe it's not funny that I have this as a recurring bit on my show. Anyway, sports, Paul. Sports. Fine. On an Ask Alon Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call to text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Huey and Spring wished me a happy birthday. Thank you, Huey. Would you rather watch the artistic stylings of Lana Rhodes or the WNBA? That was a very creative way to word that. Very creative way to word that. Here's the thing. This is going to make it sound... I'm going to sound like such a POS here. Lana Rhodes is a strong, independent woman and very brave. Not my type? Does that make sense? So she just has different artistic stylings, if you will. So I think I'd rather watch the WNBA.
Oh, Paul, what the hell, man? Like, that's not cool to talk about.
Listen, I'm just answering the question I'd ask on Anything Friday. Ryan Lost in Texas asks, Paul, would you rather take your chances surfing a 100-foot wave or fall off of a 5-story building? Jesus. I'm terrified of heights. Having watched The Wire, there is a scene, I'm not sure if it's in season 5, I think it is, where Omar, played by Michael K. Williams, R.I.P., jumps out of the 4th floor of a building. When he jumped out of the 4th floor of this building, this was based on an actual Baltimore gangster who is in the show who jumped out the 6th floor of a building and survived. The writers of the show thought it was unbelievable that somebody could jump out of the 6th floor of a building and live. So they made him jump out of the 4th floor. So out of the 5th floor... is there a chance? I mean, if that guy gets a... I think 100th floor, not happening. And I've surfed before. It was in New Jersey. And was I able to stand on the actual surfboard and actually hang 10? Ride some waves, cowbunga. I was. But then I also, as I was walking into shore, got literally hit square in the back of the head by the point of the board and was definitely out underwater for like a second. Like I definitely, and I woke up immediately, thank goodness, and there was somebody there and they helped me out. And that was my last time surfing. So surfing terrifies me. Surfing on a 100-foot wave, oh my God. I don't know if I could do that. It's an Ask Alon Anything Friday. We have one last question before we move on to our next segment. On an Ask Alon Anything Friday, someone asks, who is the Jimmy McNulty at ESPN 97.5? We've been talking a lot about The Wire today. Sorry, I'm in the midst of a rewatch. I watch shows that I've already seen before way too much. Who's the... this is a really tough question. Who's the self-destructive, borderline alcoholic, whore of a man who doesn't play by the rules and thinks he's smarter than everybody? Who could that possibly be? Who could, at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, who could that possibly be? Like, checking all of those boxes off. Who could it be? Truly, I could not answer that question. Because I have not looked in a mirror today. Paul Galancho, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's me. It's me, okay? F off. It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston on an Ask Alon Anything Friday. Stick around. We're at the St. Arnold's Beer Garden hanging out and having ourselves a wonderful time. Stay put.
Follow ESPN Houston on social media at ESPN 97.5.
It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at St. Arnold Brewing Company. Here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. On an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. I am two beers in on my 36th birthday. Happy birthday to me. Don't worry, I'm not a birthday Nazi. The older and older you get, the less and less you're excited about it. But we're hanging out here at St. Arnold in the beer garden watching the Masters. I'm having a great time. You guys should come out here as well. Weather's perfect. There's shade. There's a breeze. Little muggy, but not too muggy. Had myself a chicken sandwich, fried chicken sandwich. They have a really good one. It's huge. Definitely good bang for your buck. I had myself an art car. I had myself a lawnmower. Good start. Good start to the day. Appreciate all the birthday well wishes, seriously. I'm very thankful to do this for a job, and I'm very thankful that some of you guys who actually like me, because I know I rub some of you the wrong way, are as kind as you guys have been to me in the damn. How long have I been here? Came here in 2011, was gone for like 2 years. In the 13 years I've been here, seriously, I'm very thankful for everyone that has tuned in and that keeps on coming back. Sorry for when I get really off topic. Anyway, guys, you want to jump aboard on an Ask a Lot Anything Friday, you can. The big news in sports Houston-wise today, it is a rather slow day because we have no games to react to. It's that Jalen Petrie, the Texans gave him a 3-year, $39 million extension. I think, what is it, 26 of it's guaranteed. It's basically a 2-year deal. I don't think they needed to give him the deal. I suppose it will age well. $13 million is a lot for a nickel corner. I know it's a more and more important position, but I do think that it's a relatively replaceable position. I think team to team, certain teams are asking for a lot out of that position, and the Texans clearly prioritize run support and flying, swarming, if you will, to the ball out of that position. And Petrie does that well, but you still want someone who can cover. And I do think that's a weakness of Petrie's game, and $13 million is a lot. Like, is Petrie as special as Tyrann Mathieu was in his heyday? Of course, Tyrann Mathieu was with the Texans for a little bit of time. But Tyrann Mathieu, you know, Tyrann Mathieu was a game breaker. Like, he, especially at LSU, but I don't know that Petrie's ever been that kind of a playmaker, you know? Like, yeah, I think he's a hard hitter. And I think his rookie year, he had a lot of interceptions. Does not mean he's a bad player. I think he is tough, hard-nosed. I think he's got the right attitude. Like, there's a lot of things he brings to the table. All I'm saying is, I don't know that this is necessary. And I look at it from this perspective. Yes, this contract's going to help other contracts long-term, like whether a C.J. Stroud contract, a Will Anderson contract. It's probably going to make it a little easier, pushing some money down the road. But I don't know that they needed to do the deal quite yet. You know? What else do we have going on? Astros play the Angels tonight. Supposedly the torpedo bats arrived today. I wish they had arrived by the start of the season. Do whatever it takes. Steal signs, torpedo bats. Let's get the bats back on track. I'm not above cheating, and you shouldn't be either. Okay? 2017 was awesome. We had a hurricane, okay? We were allowed to cheat. F you. We had Hurricane Harvey. We had a hurricane. It was about more than that. The Astros cheated to make a devastated community happy. God, you ungrateful people outside of Houston that just don't understand what the Astros do for the community. You know? They should have hired me to be their lawyer. That would have been so fun. Like, obviously, you know, with a scandal like this in any sport, the commissioner's going to be judge, jury, and executioner. There's going to be very little due process. But it would have been fun to be, like, part of the legal team for the Astros. And I would have loved to just be a complete scumbag up there, like a pinstripe suit, and slick my hair all the way back, you know? You could see my receding hairline like crazy. I put so much grease in that it looks like I have been bribed on my way into court. Maybe I'd adopt a southern gentleman accent. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, when in our history has it been a crime to do whatever it takes to win, especially when you're doing it for others? You're not doing it for yourself. You are doing it for
other people. You're doing it for our community. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we stand here accused of helping people through the toughest time of their lives, doing whatever it takes to make things just a little bit easier for them. And these people dare to call into question our integrity when they themselves have themselves perhaps taken a misstep or two. Apple Watches with the Boston Red Sox. What were the Yankees doing? They weren't doing it well, I do declare, these Yankee copper baggers. They weren't doing it well, but I do declare, as I declare my declaring, I do declare the Dodgers were doing something as well. But no one talks about that, and that's fine. They're in liberal California, okay? They've got a lot to deal with themselves, which is why it was okay that they cheated, just not as well as our beloved Houston Astros. And I do declare that I would have been fantastic in that role, okay?
713-780-3776 to call it, to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. King of Twitch says, the host is buzzing, sir. I'm only two in. It takes another two to get to that point. But we are all over the place. From the 346, where can you work that you can drink on the job? Only at ESPN Radio. Skull! Go Twins, go T-Wolves, Ant is the man. Is this one of the texters who was coming after me for talking trash about the Twins back in the day? Probably not. I did have a good time, you know, back during the day when we were talking about Astros Twins. That was the last fun Astros playoff series we had, you know? Ugh, alas, earwax. Anyway, guys, it is an Ascalon Anything Friday. King of Twitch is saying on Twitch, I have more jazz hands as the beer flow. That's fair. That's probably fair. All right, Ascalon Anything Friday. Lots of questions here. I love that you guys keep on giving me things to work with. Would you rather... Would you rather have mud butt or have to puke on a plane? Oh, that's tough. I'm not going to lie, feeling nauseous is the worst. The runs aren't good, and there's nothing more embarrassing than, you know, a little damage to the pants. There's nothing worse than that, a specific type of damage. You know, you all know the type of damage I'm talking about. There's nothing worse than that. So the danger of that little splurp on the back of the pants, say my theoretical wife is on that plane, like I couldn't handle that. Like, I have accidentally gone and done that before. Being nauseous would be uncomfortable, but I don't want to be embarrassed. So I'm going to pick nauseous. Either way, that's terrible. That's terrible. I might be rooting, like, low-key, not high-key, low-key, I might be rooting for a plane crash in that situation. Because, like, that's a lot. Especially if it's, like, a 3-4-hour plane trip or something like that. Oof. It's an Ascalon Anything Friday. Biggest Skeet, that's the first time anyone's referred to me by that name, but shout out to you. That made me feel the coolest that I've ever felt. I hope you don't get banned from the YouTube comment section. People are talking about my drunken states. Is Paul an I love you man drunk, or am I a close talker? How am I as an intoxicated person? Here's the thing. It entirely depends on whether or not I'm getting laid. It entirely depends on that. If I'm drunk and things aren't going so well for me, I'm a little mopey and sad. In fact, a lot mopey and sad. If I am doing well, then I am fun. So there you go. Ask a lot anything Friday. Would you rather go on lots of semi-successful speed dates or a very horrible first blind date? I don't do blind dates. Can't do it. The reason is, generally, when you're set up on a blind date, you are expected by the person who's setting you up on a blind date, who is generally a friend, you are expected to, like, be the best thing you can be. So when you go on a date like this and then you meet them and then, like, maybe you're disappointed because the person looks different than what you thought they might look like, that's a tough place to be. I feel guilty. I feel bad as someone who constantly beats himself up. I don't like blind dates, period. Not to say that I could never be amazed or surprised, but I feel pressure on a blind date where 4 semi-successful speed dates, lots of semi-successful speed dates, That could work, because one of them could lead to something else, theoretically. But yeah, I don't know. I truly don't know. But if I had to pick between the two, I'm picking the speed dates, you know? There you go. Damn it, Mofo says, don't beat yourself up. No, that is who I am. I blame Catholicism.
Paul, that's not cool.
Well, whatever, man. It raises you to feel guilty about everything. So I feel guilty towards myself when there are things I don't do. Anyway, guys, it's an Ask Alon Anything Friday. We are hanging out at St. Arnold's Brewery. It's been fantastic. And in case you don't know, St. Arnold's wants you to know that this is a place where you can drink any beer. It's got a beer for every single drinker that there is. 8 IPAs, all sorts of pilsners, which are my favorite. But I had an Art Car RPA. I'm about to burp. I burped quietly. Congratulations to me. I didn't sound like an absolute savage. I also had myself a lawnmower. They have a beer for everybody. They got Shandy's, for goodness sakes. Incredible selection of beers. Fun place to hang out, especially if you're watching the Masters on the big screen TV. Justin Rose, still the leader. He is done. Bryson DeChambeau, who just wrapped up a really successful day, 4 under, is in second. Rory McIlroy, I believe, still working. He is tied for third place. Oh, no. Rory McIlroy's done. 6 under. He is tied with Scottie Scheffler, Corey Connors in third place. They are all 6 under. Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. One last chance to dance on an Ask Alon Anything Friday before we turn things over to the Killer Bees. Stay put.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at St. Arnold Brewing Company. Here's Paul Gallant.
Last chance to dance, the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. On birthday number 36 for your boy, we're hanging out at St. Arnold's in the beer garden. We're watching the Masters. And it's an Ask Alon Anything Friday. You can ask any question. I'll work it into the show. Some are not a fan of the old Ask Alon Anything Friday movement. They're not a fan. So one of those things, one of those texts about that. Let's go take a look here. Let's go take a look. A texter said this is worse than your stand-up. And honestly, that hurt my, that hurt my heart. Because I'm still so mad about that stand-up. I put 2 days worth of work into that. I was up until 2 in the morning the night before putting work together on that, and I really thought I crushed it. Like I didn't stumble at all along the way. But God, someone texted in. He was nice. He's like, hey, yeah, you did the roast, and Nathaniel Amador was there. Nathaniel Amador's funny. Barry set up the roast. That's the first time I ever did it. I would not have done it if not for Barry Laminack. Barry Laminack gave me the balls to actually do it. So I appreciate Barry actually pushing me to do it, because I'm a bit of a P word when it comes to stand-up comedy. Like, this is easy for me. Like, talking on the radio where I don't actually see anybody that's reacting to all of the weird-ass cringe things I say, it's a lot easier. But the big stories of the day, first off, the Texans gave Jalen Petrie a contract extension for 3 years and $39 million. I guess it's worth up to, like, 43. 42 with incentives. I don't think it was necessary, but hey, you know what? All the props in the world for him getting that. I just don't think he's like the most irreplaceable player out there. Also, Astros take on the Angels for 3 games. I'm very curious, and I'm sure we'll find out on the Space City Home Network broadcast, about the impact of torpedo bats, who's using them, who isn't, but they're supposed to get that shipment today. The Rockets have a game against the Lakers tonight. And I want to give a shout-out to our gal slash my old co-host, Vanessa Richardson, was on the herd today. I had no idea. I just found that out today. Vanessa was on the herd at 11:40. We might have to break down our interview next week. We might have to break down our interview as I watch her star growing and growing and growing. But no, that's so funny. Like yesterday, someone was asking, like, Paul, how do you feel every single time that you see Vanessa on TV? And I'm like, I love Vanessa. She's like one of my best friends. She's my sis. But I am jealous. I'm 100% jealous. I'm jealous of everyone's success, but I'm very happy for her. So that's very cool that she was on The Herd, talking about the Rockets, the two seed in the West. Who better to talk about them than her? And, of course, if you guys listened to her when she was doing the radio show with me, like, she's actually got the chutz and chutzpah to do this job, but also the professionalism to be a sideline reporter slash on national TV, which I know on the latter side of things, I don't know if I have that. That's why I'm the Jimmy McNulty of ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Also, shout out to Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer, who is voting Amen Thompson Defensive Player of the Year. F all this Draymond Green stuff. Let's give it to Amen Thompson. Thompson has been awesome. So I like that. That's really cool. I wonder if there will be others who vote for Amen Thompson. Literally, there has been, over the last, like, 5 days, a random push for Amen Thompson to be Defensive Player of the Year. I think some of it has to do with Sunday, how Steph Curry just scored 3 points. But good for Amen Thompson. I love this guy, truly. All it took was that one game as a starter, and I said he's going to be a future star. I love everything about his game. His athleticism, I think, is actually second to none in the league at this phase. If he develops any offense whatsoever, watch the bleep out. What a pick. Fourth overall falling into their lap. You know, I mean, they didn't win the lottery that year, and I know there were some who were like, damn it. But it's working out pretty well to this point. It's working out. I mean, sometimes, and this is one of the things that I always say when it comes to the people that overanalyze sports drafts. You can't predict something before the guy has a chance to prove himself. And, you know, I think that if we, as people that watch sports and talk about sports, I think if we paid less attention to where guys were drafted and attached less expectations to where guys were drafted, and instead just focused on the scouting of the organizations that are making these selections at these specific points, which put massive pressure on all of these guys, I don't know. I think we'd be less a-holes to the players. It is totally fair to be an a-hole to a sports team's front office. No one's in disagreement with that. But I do think sometimes we're really hard on players who just happen to be drafted in a place where, like, they probably never should have been drafted. As long as you put in the effort, I'm not going to crush you for not being good because you were drafted like third, fourth, fifth overall, you know? Like, if you are an absolute POS, lazy loser like Johnny Manziel was at the NFL level, and I feel totally comfortable saying that, F you. Like, you didn't deserve to play in the NFL. Like, truly, F you. He took it for granted. I mean, how many people would kill to play football or basketball or any sport for a living? That guy took it so unseriously. F him. F guys like Jamarcus Russell. The guys who don't put in the effort. Royce White. Like, the people who don't put in the effort and use excuses, oh, the protocol, I can't get on the plane. And now this guy's grifting on the right. It's really hilarious to see where this guy's gone from, like, mental health awareness all the way to the left to all the way to the right. Like, people like that, F them, truly. Like, just a middle finger to the face. But the organizations put more pressure on these guys based off of where they are drafted than is necessary at times. And I feel for guys who get drafted early, who try it, and, like, it just doesn't work out, you know? These games are tough, and it is a success to simply be drafted early on. So anyway, that's my draft tangent. That's why I pay very little attention to pre-draft conversation, whether it comes to the NFL or the NBA. Like, I don't know. I think it's ridiculous to have expectations for a guy before the guy's even had a chance to get out there, you know? Like, how else does pick number 199 become the greatest player in this history of the sport? Talking about Tom Brady, you know, it's weird. I get it; it's a huge TV event, and it's become the most fun part of the NFL offseason. And I understand there's a lot of people out there who are diehard sports fans who look at this from a different perspective. But truly, when it comes to the draft, I don't know. I think we're unfair. So anyway, that's my long tangent that came out of me talking about, hey, Amen Thompson, fourth overall. You never know what you're going to get with that spot. All right, time for a little garbage time before we GTFO on an Ask Alon Anything Friday.
Oh, I love trash. garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
I want to give one more shout out to the amateur champion who peed in the creek at the Masters. Jose Luis Ballesté, on my birthday, sir, I want to buy you a drink. He's tied for 64th. He's four over at this point in the Masters. So it's not going great for him. He didn't expect it to, but very cool that he got to go there. But I think it's hilarious that he admitted to peeing. And also, shout out to him. He is dating an incredibly strong, powerful, and independent woman. Her name is Hayden Riley James. Wow. Paul, bonk.
You got a radio show to finish out. Come on, man.
Well, listen, I'm just saying, this guy's crushing life. He is absolutely crushing life. He's peeing at the Masters in a creek. It's just so funny. I can't believe that happened. This is my favorite Masters story ever. Like I've forgotten who's won most of the Masters I've watched. I will never forget this guy. So pour one out for that man. Happy birthday to him, even though it's probably not his birthday. And on that note, guys, that's going to wrap up today's edition of the Paul Gallant Show. Big thanks to Sean Mapes back at Mission Control, our entire ESPN 97.5 team, our entire St. Arnold's team. Come on out to St. Arnold's. Killer Bees are going to be hanging out here. We're in the beer garden. For our YouTubers, Twitchers, Texters, and Callers. We've got some train knowledge today. I totally forgot about that. On the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell, and have yourselves a wonderful weekend. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Peace!
ESPN 97.5.